Virginia conservatives win appeal, nullifying fraudulent election of GOP chairman favored by leftists. By Olivia Rondo on April 2, 2026. Conservatives in Warren County, Virginia, are celebrating after the fraudulent election that allowed Renos to take charge of the Republican Party in the deep red area outside of Washington, D.C., was overturned when people who had been kicked out of the committee banded together to fight it. About two dozen members of Virginia's 6th District Republican Committee gathered in Fisherville, Virginia, on Tuesday night to hear an appeal filed by Scott Lloyd, a former Trump administration official who ran for chairman of the Warren County Republican Committee, WCRC. The other candidate was David Selleck, a local attorney who has slandered Christian conservatives as right-wing extremists for protesting a local library's stock of books pushing transgenderism on children and his close allies with Warren County Sheriff Crystal Klein, Warren County Board of Supervisors Chairwoman Cheryl Cullors, and County Supervisor Hugh Henry. Inside sources have referred to Selleck and his camp as Renos, or Republicans in name only. Multiple individuals on that side, including Sheriff Klein and Hugh Henry, have publicly made anti-Catholic remarks, Breitbart News reported. The WCRC's election and membership reset took place at its February 12 mass meeting held at the Front Royal Volunteer Fire Department, an event that whistleblowers said was rife with chaos, disorganization, and fraud. Lloyd's appeal packet features affidavits from numerous individuals who showed up to vote that night, recounting how Democrats were inexplicably given ballots during a discombobulated voting process, and how multiple conservatives were turned away from the meeting and kept from voting by Sheriff Klein's husband, George Klein. In addition to glaring issues with the voting process, dozens of people were suddenly removed from the committee when Cullors quietly announced that the WCRC would immediately slash the 251-spot group to just 102 members. The Select allied chairwoman of the county's Board of Supervisors was inexplicably allowed to lead the WCRC's Rules Committee that night, despite sources telling Breitbart News that she was supposed to be on a four-year ban from the Republican group due to her PAC endorsement of Democrats. Sheriff Klein was conveniently involved in handling the stack of approximately 180 membership applications gathered that night when it was decided that only the top 102 papers would be accepted. She reluctantly admitted to being asked to help with going through applications to determine who was going to be a member when confronted by Breitbart News at a March County meeting hosted by Cullors. Warren County Fire and Rescue Assistant Chief Jerry Maiatico was acting as the event's fire marshal that night and told Breitbart News that he asked the Kleins to help him control the crowd flow to avoid fire code violations. Over 400 people, a record-breaking amount, showed up to participate in the meeting. However, the protocol to allow more people to enter the building after others had cast their ballots and left was not followed, even though Lloyd and Selleck had verbally agreed to it. George Klein admitted to turning away at least 9 people in a Facebook comment soon after the mass meeting. One individual even accused Sheriff Klein, who was not in uniform, of pushing her when she attempted to enter the meeting room to vote. Another major contested point brought up by Lloyd was that people were turned away at the door after 7 p.m. without any notice that it would be the cutoff time. The mass meeting was advertised as being from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., with registration beginning at 6 p.m., and no mention of people not being able to register to vote if they arrived after 7 p.m. Former WCRC Chairman Tom McFadden Jr. told Breitbart News that there were about 200 people who were already at the venue when he showed up early at 5:30 p.m. and reported that most of them were definitely Select supporters. They were all his people, McFadden added, noting that the Catholics, mostly supporters of Lloyd, showed up after 6 p.m., when the doors were advertised as open. The appeal places the range of people denied entry to vote at 9 to more than 40 individuals, greater than the 19-point margin between Select's 225 votes and Lloyd's 206. To correct the situation, Lloyd requested that the results and membership restructuring from the mass meeting be overturned and that a new election take place. At the start of the hearing, Lloyd argued that there was no authorization for limiting the membership to 102, and that the fact that people were turned away from the venue was an unauthorized and unacceptable disenfranchisement of Republican voters. More affidavits cited by Lloyd went over ballot inconsistencies, with voters reporting that WCRC Credentials Committee officials did not accurately track the number of ballots given out or to whom they were given, and that Democrats were allowed to vote. Breitbart News's previous reporting details how known leftists, including the husband of an administrator of a Front Royal Antifa Facebook group, were observed voting for the WCRC chair. So where there's no ballot control, there's no confidence that there is any accuracy. So we have to set aside this vote, Lloyd stated, before bringing up Select's recent history of donating to Democrats and soliciting their support for his chairman candidacy. Quoting from a Facebook post written by Select, Lloyd said his opponent wrote, "I ask that others outside of typical Republican ranks also please consider supporting me. You do not have to be a registered Republican." The official Republican Party of Virginia, RPV, plan states that anyone who voted in another party's primary within the past 5 years is obligated to renounce their affiliation with that party in writing before voting in a Republican committee election. The meeting did not collect any of these renunciations, Lloyd stated. Select attempted to justify his donations to Democrats and appeals for their support of his candidacy when it was his turn to talk to the 6th District Republican Committee. "Mr. Lloyd has a problem with some of my political donations. He brought it up," Select said. "Two friends of mine ran as Democrats. One in Southwest Virginia. She was a law school classmate. And another attorney in Manassas ran for office. I gave them a donation." Public records show that Select contributed a total of $2,500 to Amy Ashworth, who was elected as the Prince William County Commonwealth's attorney in 2019. The first time she ran, she wasn't a Soros person. The second time she ran, she was a Soros person, Select argued. However, the records show that Select still donated $1,000 to Ashworth's campaign in 2023, when she ran for re-election. Select continued in his defense, "If you're doing business with her office, as my office does, when she asks for donations from law firms, people do that. Republicans do that. Lots of Republicans do that because you have to deal with her in her office. Those are my donations to political people of the other party, but not in our area here," he added. In his defense of Democrats being allowed to vote without signing the attestation forms required by the RPV, Select claimed that it was just like accepting Democrat supporters of Presidents Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump. "Petitioners have spent a considerable amount of energy suggesting that people who voted for me should not have been there. That there were Democrats or outsiders or people who do not belong in the Republican Party," Select said. "I want to tell you who some of those people were. Ronald Reagan understood something that the previous leadership of this committee in Warren County totally forgot. The Republican Party grows when it opens its doors, not when it locks them," Select continued. "Reagan Democrats did not come to the party through purity test. Trump Republicans did not come to the Republican Party through purity test." He closed his opening statement by saying, "We're wasting time and resources with this appeal." When the floor opened up for questions, Warren County Public Schools Board member Melanie Salata argued that Select's argument was not logically consistent. To quote Mr. Select, he said that Reagan said that the party grows when the Republican Party opens their doors, but then admits that Democrats came to vote, "but meanwhile, our membership has now been cut in half," she said. "Which is it? This is not logically consistent. Are we trying to grow the party, as Reagan said, or are we trying to shrink the party? Why is it that people who paid their dues and applied for membership, longtime volunteers, loyal Republicans, even endorsed Republican elected officials were kicked out," she added. "How are these members chosen?" Select replied that he was not quite sure what the actual question was, and claimed that there were people on his side who were also not accepted into the committee. This appeared to prompt Rockbridge area GOP chairwoman Jan Lowry to ask if Select would consider reversing the WCRC's new 102 membership cap, and if both candidates would be willing to work together to unify the committee regardless of the appeal's outcome. Select did not answer the question about the new membership limit and argued that he would have allowed Lloyd to have a seat at the table had he not filed an appeal to overturn the election results.
"Yeah, I've heard that one too," Lowry shot back. Shenandoah County Sheriff Timothy Carter, the chairman of his county's Republican committee, was among the few dissident voices against the appeal on Tuesday and made a motion to have it dropped. If one of the points is that you're asking them to reconsider the number, the 102-251, but to have them have an entire mass meeting and to do it all over again, it just doesn't make any sense to me, Carter said. Fellow 6th District Republican Committee member Kurt Lilly shot back with, "We don't do what is right because it's easy, we do what it's right because it's right." Carter's motion to dismiss the appeal failed due to lack of support and was countered by a motion from committee member Willie Deutsch to uphold Lloyd's appeal. In an outstanding victory, Lloyd's appeal was upheld by a vote of 19-5, with 6th District Republican Committee Chairman John Massoud and one other member abstaining. In a previous interview with Breitbart News, Massoud acknowledged that the mass meeting was a hectic event and confirmed that he was aware that at least 3 Democrats were present. Selleck, who was accepted as a member of the district committee after becoming the WCRC chairman, was one of the few to vote no. He gathered his belongings and left the podium when it appeared clear that he did not have enough votes. In his closing of the meeting, Massoud said, "I'm going to remind everybody that tonight is not the end. It's halfway through the process." Selleck reserves the right to make his own appeal within 30 days, a move he has already indicated in a Facebook post. "The events of tonight were extremely disappointing," he wrote after the hearing. The negative faction of the former committee and its leadership prevailed in their appeal to the 6th District Committee, which has ruled in favor of reinstating the previous unsuccessful and failed leadership of the WCRC Committee and calling a new mass meeting under the auspices of the 6th District Committee. "As a result, we will need to lodge an appeal against this unfavorable ruling with the RPV State Committee." In contrast, the conservative faction of the WCRC celebrated. Warren County resident John Lundberg, who attended the Tuesday hearing, told Breitbart News that Lloyd is a decent human being who is very well respected in the community. Saying he was extremely pleased with the results of the appeal hearing, Lundberg said, "I'd heard from reasonable sources that Scott Lloyd was going to win convincingly, and I was hopeful, and it would be about what it was." Matthew Purdy, a fellow Warren County resident and video producer with Breitbart News, was one of the Catholic conservatives who were kicked out of the WCRC when the Renos took over. "Scott Lloyd has become the George Washington of Warren County," he said. "You can see how conservatives and Catholics around him are inspired by how tirelessly he fought and by the strength of his faith, which shows in how humble he is. This is important to note because conservatives and Catholics have repeatedly been bullied by people in Selleck's camp, causing many to mute themselves out of fear," Purdy continued. "Lloyd is inspiring the community to rise up against local corruption by showing them that Catholics and conservatives can win, even when they are vilified by elected officials. If Selleck files an appeal within 30 days, it will be heard by a special 5-seat committee made up of RPV members who cannot be from the 6th District. 2 members will be chosen by Lloyd, 2 will be chosen by Selleck, and 1 will be chosen by both sides." Selleck's appeal could also be heard by the entire 78-member RPV State Central Committee if State Chairman Jeff Ryer calls for it, Massoud explained. "The State Central body can either A. reinstate Mr. Selleck, or B. call for a new mass meeting," he explained to Breitbart News. Should Selleck's appeal fail or if he decides to drop out, the 6th District Republican Committee will hold a new mass meeting for the WCRC in an effort to ensure that it is fair. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.